Guinean authorities announced Monday that the second round of its presidential poll will take place September 19th. The vote is meant to return the country to civilian rule after a military coup in December 2008. The first round of voting took place June 27th. A runoff between the two top-scoring candidates was originally set for July 18th, but many first-round candidates contested provisional results. It was only on July 20th that the Supreme Court overruled those challenges and announced official results. In the runoff, former Prime Minister Seydou Dalein Diallo will face longtime opposition leader Alpha Condé. Some Ghanaians, including Prime Minister Jean-Marie Doré, called for the runoff to be pushed until after the month of Ramadan, which begins Wednesday. Others, including Diallo, had called for the election to take place in August.
Tenant compte du fait que c'est un consensus qui s'est dégagé.
Spokesman for Diallo's party, Elhaj Salou Diallo, says some of the arguments for pushing back the vote, such as the month of Ramadan and the heavy rains seen at this time of year, were correct. He says what is most important now is that this poll date was chosen by consensus. Ghanaian election authorities have said they are working to head off logistical challenges and fix irregularities seen in the first round.
Cette date nous agrée dans la mesure où elle va permettre la correction effective des défauts.
Condé's assistant campaign manager Karidi Bangura says they are pleased with the announced poll date, as it will allow Guinea to correct flaws and dysfunctions seen in the first round. He says Condé's concern is to ensure that the vote will be honest and that he who wins the most votes will be named president. He says Condé wants a free and transparent election that will bring true democracy to Guinea and distance the country from any unrest that could lead to civil war. Many hope the poll will be Guinea's first free and fair presidential poll since independence and mark an end to more than 50 years of authoritarian rule in the West African country. Both candidates have been building coalitions and galvanizing supporters, but many observers say Diallo, who led the first round of voting, has a strong chance of winning. And look for VOA News, Dakar.